Yo, it's the real deal. O'Neal's on the mic. A dad and his kid, and we say what we like. From the Detroit burbs, yeah, we cover that map. Dropping all things good in a flat rim cap. Pop talk, gang talk, my body too. With the Motor City rhythm and the hometown crew. So if you're feeling the vibe, go ahead, press play. It's all things good every week, no delay.
Welcome back to another episode of the Real Deal O'Neal's podcast. I'm your host, Aiden, and I'm always joined by...
Yeah, it's your dad right here. Yeah, how's it going?
Going well. I heard you just got back from New York City. How was that?
It was extraordinary, and I see that you're wearing the New York hat that I bought you.
Yes.
It's a New York baseball hat with some graffiti-like script around it. Do you know where I got it?
No, where exactly?
It was on the. It was actually, walking across a bridge. Some lady was selling them for $5 a piece. Tried to be generous because I wanted to be, and we always try to be, and so we gave her 10. And yeah, hope you like it. How do you like it?
I love it. It fits perfect. I didn't even have to adjust it. It's the best part.
There you go. Yeah, I take credit for that.
For sure.
Yeah, but no, New York was. It was extraordinary. It was best. Marcy and I went out there, as told you last week, and to our listeners as well, to the U.S. Open, the men's tennis tournament in Queens, you know, my favorite borough. It was extraordinary.
Right.
We had a place in a neighborhood in Manhattan called Tudor City. I implore everyone to look that up. It was extraordinary. We had a balcony. We got a great deal. We planned months in advance. We got these rooms for like $200 a night, and then they were going for like so much more at the time they were up. That's why, everybody, if you're going somewhere, you know, start planning in advance, because there are deals out there. But yeah, missed you in New York. You're familiar with the place.
Yeah,
it was really great.
That's awesome. Did you guys grab pizza on the way there too?
Oh, we had all kinds of pizza. We had Joe's Pizza, of course. You saw a picture of that, which is
best.
It was the best. But here's the thing. We didn't go to any of the other elite slice places, which is...
is an elite slice.
It is. Not any of the others.
There's
so many others. That's what I love. One of the many trillion things I love about New York is there are so many places, not just making good pizza, but really actually trying to make the best pizza in the world.
Yeah.
You know, places like Finney, Lindustry, the names go on and on. They, you know, DeFara's, Lucali's, you know, on and on. But so, you know what we were doing? Marcy and I would go to these places that had very expensive drinks and appetizers, and then afterwards we would go and we would get $1.50 slices.
Really?
Yeah, some are better than others, I'm not gonna lie.
I can imagine.
And then we would get out on our balcony, and then we'd make our own drinks, because drinks are expensive in everywhere. And we'd make our own drinks and have $1.50 slices, and it was really cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, speaking of which, too, in relation to pizza, but more so in the Metro Detroit realm, going back to school, I'm taking a hybrid class in Royal Oak, and one of the places that...
Coolest.
Yeah, one of the places that you, Ava, and I have always loved, and it was even in Rochester.
I think I know where you're going, and it was for a minute.
Yeah, it was Big Alora. I have yet to grab a slice there.
Well, they don't offer slices, unfortunately. Well, I mean, you got to go full pizza there. I hear what you're saying. Go on.
Well, yeah, I haven't ordered pizza there since going back to school, but I love how close it is to the campus.
No, it's right there, man.
It's right there.
Whoo, man, that's really cool. So, yeah, pop in there, get salad, get the meatballs. Get some pizza, and because Big Allure is one of the best.
Really is. And the best part about something you and I talked about too outside of the podcast was getting to Royal Oak early to try to get into that parking space that the school provides for free early, just to make sure that those spots don't get taken
up. It's essential, yeah, because otherwise you're screwed, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you this though. Since going there, I have not had an issue once with parking. at all.
Yeah, it's great.
It's awesome. And the first day before classes, I was trying really hard just to get my nerves out because, you know, first day nerves, they're always there.
Sure.
And what I did was I got out of the car and just walked around Royal Oak, and I just remembered how beautiful it was. It's been a minute since I was last there, and
yeah,
hasn't changed a bit, and I like that about it.
Because... No, it's interesting. Just to, again, pivot back to the New York thing, is New York is all about walking in my book, and every day we're walking 10 miles, just naturally. It's not like, oh, let's go for a walk. We're going to walk from here to here. No, you're just walking. That really struck me about New Yorkers in general, not all, but a vast majority don't have weight problems.
No. And it's not even because of the food they're eating. It's because they're getting out there and they're walking.
I think it's that for sure, but it's also they're not sitting down. Right. They're not getting, like, I mean, let's face it. I mean, I go to the airport. What do? I walk out, load up luggage to a car, and I drive for an hour. Then, you know, we walk, we go to, sit down by the gate, get on the airplane. There's just a lot of sitting down.
Yes.
Sedentary activity, as they call it. But New Yorkers, I mean, even when you're on the subway, man, you're burning calories just because it's not comfortable in there. I mean, yes.
No, it's not.
Unless if you're sitting, but you're probably not, you know. So, anyway, this brings me to my product of the week, which is for wellness, pop culture, whatever you want to call it. And, oh my God, it's the best, I mean this, so everybody get your pencil and paper, the best tennis shoe I've ever had. And that's what we call them here in the Midwest. We don't call them sneakers because that's weird.
I call them sneakers.
All right, so it's called the Nike Interact Run Ezion. You can see, what's unique about this, Aiden?
Let me see it. Not sponsored either.
Oh, well, Nike is the sponsor of the podcast. Long, long time. Just do it. Hashtag.
Interact Run Ezion. Oh, there's no laces.
No laces, which I love. Wow. Also.
Is this a specific athlete's shoe?
It's a running shoe, they say. How's it feel? Does it feel heavy?
No, it's light.
No, it's light.
It's very light.
It's great. So anyway. I wore this Marcia's pair too, so we look like a couple dorks, you know.
No, I'm
Hashtag twinning. But
I might consider this. I need some running shoes.
But you know, they're great running shoes with no laces. I mean, I didn't run. But
I'm young.
But you could have. One could have. I mean, I felt like it had enough grip. Foot grip, etc. So yeah, so everybody,
there seems to be a lot of cushion.
Go to the Nike app, Nike Interact Run Ezion. I'd like to say there's a promo code for hashtag the real deal O'Neals, but there's not.
Not yet, at least.
They're not a sponsor just yet, but they will be. Just do it. So anyway, that's this shoe. Walked everywhere. I was never so comfortable. We walked multiple bridges. Walked the Manhattan Bridge, which connects Manhattan to Brooklyn. There's also Williamsburg and Brooklyn. We walked the Brooklyn Bridge. That was a shit show. It was just
not the Brooklyn Bridge. Hey, this is all things good.
I know. I love it, but it's laden with tourists, and I know that's exactly what I am, but I like to think I'm kind of like a seasoned, educated tourist. So,
what time did you go on the bridge?
Yeah, I know it was not the best time. It was early afternoon on Saturday.
You're asking for it at that point.
Totally begging for it. But however, I will say, all the brick in here again, pen to paper, all of our listeners, all the bridges in New York are walkable. And guess what? If you avoid the Brooklyn Bridge, every other one. Yeah, it's just much more locals, and unfortunately, a lot of bikes, e-bikes, making deliveries. So watch out. But it's cool.
That's really nice.
Yeah, no, I really no, it was really extraordinary.
Yeah. All right. Shift gears now. Big time sports news that just went down.
Yeah, recently. What happened over there? Something made you very happy. I remember that.
Yes, my Green Bay Packers just traded for Micah Parsons, and they traded away, forget his name, I think it was something Clark was the guy that we traded him for, and 2 first-round picks.
So good trade for...
Very good trade for the Packers.
Like how good? Like kind of good? A little good?
You know what I'm going to compare this to? And I know it's early. I'm going to compare it to two big signings, but this is a trade, so it's different, but big names.
All right, go on.
The Reggie White signing.
Wow.
And the Charles Woodson signing. And wow. And you know what both of those correlate to?
Super Bowl victories.
Lombardi's. Yeah. Where it was established.
Lombardi's also a pizzeria, oldest one in the United States in New York, downtown. Go on.
Besides Joe's.
Unrelated. Unrelated.
Besides Joe's Pizza. Besides Joe's Pizza, I think.
No. Lombardi's is the oldest.
Well, I think Lombardi's is like right up there too from the last
time. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Right.
It's a really good slice of pizza. I'd say it's right up there.
It's completely. But I'm sorry. You were talking. So are the Packers all of a sudden becoming much more of a possibility for a Super Bowl championship team? No, because of this acquisition, it's that big.
I personally think they're closer
to. Is this like KD going to the Warriors?
I wouldn't go that far. But I'll say this, and this is going to really tick off some Lions fans. I think they're closer to a Super Bowl right now than Detroit.
Now.
Because what Detroit lost in the offseason was 2 of their coordinators that went on to become head coaches.
All right.
And they lost a big edge rusher, former Green Bay Packers, at Arius Smith. They released him. Right. So,
well, they released him. That says something, though, too.
Yeah, but it's... But don't count them out. They're going to have a really good season.
It's a complex sport.
I really like this move for Green Bay. I knew it was a possibility because Micah Parsons and Jordan Love are very close connections. Jordan Love's been on Micah's podcast more than once, and I was hoping that I didn't want to give my hopes up too much because I know the Packers have had rumors about really good players going to their team, and when Micah went there, when I figured that Micah Parsons just got traded to the Packers, I lost half of my voice for a split second.
All right, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Why? I'm ignorant in all this, so I'm not coming in here with any opinion. Why the hell would Dallas make this trade?
Well, because he requested one.
Okay. All right.
Micah Parsons.
Player empowerment. Here we go.
Yep. He wanted to be traded, and they wanted to get him a new deal, which they didn't match the contract offer that they were putting together. And when they traded for him, you can fact check me on this, but from what I read, it was a 4-year, $188 million contract that the Packers gave.
Is that guaranteed money?
I don't know if it's fully guaranteed, but I'll have to look more into it.
Good. Go pack. You know?
Go pack, go, and that is a good 4 years.
And you're an owner, so...
Partial owner.
Partial owner, yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy move. First person I contacted was a fraternity brother of mine who's a big-time Packers fan, and I haven't spoken to him in months.
Well, how do you respond?
He was super pumped. He got the news before I did.
He was elated, huh?
Yes, he was. He was super pumped. Beautiful. I haven't been seeing him much around lately. Shout out Jake Huff, friend of the pod.
Yeah, he is. Big time.
Yeah, no, I haven't been seeing him around a lot recently because he just got into a new relationship, and they seem amazing.
Well, good.
I'm so happy for him.
Good on them. I'm happy for them, too.
Yeah, so, you'll have to meet him sometime. He's a great friend.
Have them over to the house.
Yeah, he's a life of the party. Have a party for sure.
Sunday, by the way.
Yeah, maybe so.
So, what I would redirect sports to, just because I'm just obsessed about it, and it's the reason why we went to New York in the first place. And what was that, Aiden?
The U.S. Open.
Yeah, and Marcy and I went there. Yeah, it's getting a bit too crowded. It's fan week. It's free, so I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, a few years ago, it wasn't too crowded. But it was still glorious. It's just so goddamn good. So we were watching these. We didn't see any of the big names this year, but so we were watching people trying to qualify. Watching one dude. He's like 375 in the world, and he's from Argentina, and he's playing a guy from Portugal. You know, they've never gone beyond the second round in a Grand Slam event.
Really?
But it's the best tennis I've ever seen.
How old were they?
One guy was 35.
Okay.
He was, you know, he was my favorite. Marcy, I loved him. He had longer hair.
Nice.
The smallest little bit of a belly. It's like he just looked like he knew how to have fun, too. But, oh, my God, he made the most extraordinary shots, and it was the most entertaining tennis. I tell you, I love the U.S. Open. It's getting a bit bombed out with, you know, because Instagram highlights it, and now every goddamn hipster in New York wants to go there.
All things so, good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Was the guy with the longer hair that's Argentina?
Something like that. I'll have to look up his name. I'll bring it up next time.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
We talked. But he was cool. The whole event, it was beautiful. I love tennis.
Yeah,
I love tennis.
You played?
And, yeah. I got the worst case of tennis elbow right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Have you ever heard of tennis elbow?
Yeah, because I've had Little Ear's elbow.
That's right.
When I played baseball. It was because I was pitching too hard. And,
yeah.
But at the same time,
and repetitive movement.
But the thing, too, is I didn't know how to train my arm either. Mm. So now when I'm going to the gym, I train my arm as if I was a professional pitcher. I'm doing a lot of their workouts.
All right, maybe I should look into that.
But
if my biceps and triceps and forearms get any bigger, I'm going to be accused of, you know, steroids.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm joking.
I mean,
obviously.
You're in your 60s. Might as well take some TRT.
What?
Yeah.
39, dude. Do the math.
I mean,
do the math.
Any of your buddies from Fraser, if you're listening, you can confirm that.
Yes, yeah, class of 2000.
Of 1980.
Yeah, I graduated with my niece, actually. It's odd. 80. Justine. Shout out Justine, friend of the pod.
I mean, cousin of the pod.
Yeah, well, friend of the pod, huge cousin, supporter. Cousin. By the way, which brings me to, you know what I got yesterday from Marcy?
What's that?
Your Bel Mare. Everybody, look at Bel Mare.
And anybody who doesn't know what that
translate.
Yeah, if you don't know what that means, that's French for stepmother.
Because it sounds so much better than stepmother.
I mean, but French in general is a very fancy language, in my opinion.
Well, it's beautiful. It's mellifluous. It's
what does mellifluous mean?
It flows.
It does.
So say the word
mellifluous.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
No, yeah, say it better. You said it better than I do. Okay.
I did. Okay.
Podcast analysts, guess what the top states were?
What
Michigan and North Carolina. The Carolinas love us.
Yeah, they do.
It's just the Carolinas have always loved us. Top cities in Michigan are Rochester and Davisburg. In North Carolina,
wait a minute. The two the our hometown and the
Davisburg,
city I live at right now.
It's true.
That's
and guess what?
Top
cities in the Carolinas, and these are big cities. They're huge.
Is it Raleigh?
No, but right by it, Charlotte.
Charlotte, that makes sense.
And Wake Forest, we're huge there.
Really?
We're monsters there.
Wait a minute, I knew Wake Forest was a university. I didn't know it was a city.
I know.
Wow.
You should talk to aforementioned cousin Justine.
Did she go to Wake
Forest? That's where that's where I live, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they live in Wake Forest.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought they were in Raleigh.
No, they got the hell out of Raleigh and they went to Wake Forest.
Oh my gosh. Well, for context, I haven't been there since how long?
I don't know.
It's like 2018, 2019?
It's been a while. Been far too long.
I was 30 pounds more at the time.
The Price O'Neill family, get ready. You're in for a visit, all right?
They're in for a visit here.
Yeah.
They're
no
due.
Kidding.
They're
I
due.
Know. Yeah, well, I mean...
Your brother came over.
I know. Well, they were here recently. We haven't gone down there for a while, so that's on us.
It is on us to an extent.
Yeah, so what are we looking at for the week ahead? What are you looking forward to?
Going back to school, enjoying it. I got a few assignments to finish up.
Do you feel comfortable about what you have to do?
You know, yeah, I do, because I finished them early. I finished my first assignment the very first day of class.
I know, but what about the subsequent ones?
I feel very comfortable about them because it's simple reading and it's...
Sounds like the comms class was appealing.
I loved it. I loved it because... It was a lot of socialization between the other students, and I think that's so healthy in a classroom because an English class is great, yes, where you're learning how to write and everything, because that's what this class I'm taking is, but I think the interactions with communications is something that I'm gonna love.
Everybody should. This is called
my professor is amazing.
That's great. And this is the soft skills, which I think, as you know, AI continues to take over, and robotics, whatever, you know, but certainly AI take over more and more of the fact finding and practical, efforts. It's the interpersonal ones that are going to matter the most. So it's I think Marcy always calls it, you know, which is what it's called, you know, of course, soft skills. And right. I think, you know, the more you can relate to people, the more you can charm people, the more you can create long-term relationships and trust from people, the better one's going to do. So, that's why I'm really happy about the classes that you're taking. I'm really glad that you're responding so well to them.
Yeah, and it's not like math and history right now, so I'm excited for those to come later, but right now I'm very comfortable where I'm at right now.
Yeah, well, get to the rest. But I mean, right now, what's really great about these classes is they'll help you on a day-to-day basis, you know?
Yeah. Yep, for sure. And right now, I'm looking really good in the first class. I'm over 100% right now.
Well, good, man. Yeah. You just, again, do the easy things, everyone. You know, be nice, show up early, stay late, and work hard. You know, if you do that, you're in the top 10% every time. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. I was not the first one for my second class. I will say that.
That's all right.
But I was the last one to leave.
There you go.
To the point where the teacher left and then I left.
Well, maybe not. No, well, that's all right. That's like, all right.
Pretty
man.
Much we walked out at the same good. Time.
It's that's all right. Nice. That's all right. Punch that clock, man.
Yeah,
punch
of course, that clock. Of course. Then I went to the gym right after. So
there you go. That's a life well led.
Yeah.
Well, my weekend looking forward is it's a holiday weekend. It's Labor Day weekend.
What are you doing for that?
You know, we're having people over on Sunday, nice. And it's going to be a beautiful time.
Nothing
so,
Monday?
I don't know. Yeah, Monday's a school night for a lot of people, so yeah, we kind of chill at that. You know, we want people to come over to make mistakes. You know,
fair enough,
and not feel like they have to wake up at 8 a.m. the next day, so it'll curtail their behavior. So. That's why Sunday was chosen also. fortunately, it's the day of the weekend with the best weather. But otherwise, yeah, we're just chilling and thrilling. So how do you want to sign us out?
Well, it's your turn with the song there.
Oh, all right.
I'm going to defer that question over to you. What song are you thinking to close us out with tonight?
Dude, I'm going to change your world today.
Is that so?
Yeah. Have you ever heard... And this relates to New York City, of course. Have you ever heard of the artist, and maybe you have, by the name of Sinead O'Connor?
No. Okay. Actually, no.
One of the, words fail to explain how great and how important she was. She died tragically young. I won't get into all the details. Not super young, but still too young. She was glorious. She got canceled out for a while for various reasons that I won't get into, but... And they're all bullshit. She was really, really extraordinary. Like, really just wonderful. And I believe, Irish.
I think I know what you're talking about now. Is this the one that was on SNL and got banned? Yeah. She tore up I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. She got all Irish and she tore a picture of the Pope. And, man, people hated her. And you know what?
Which Pope was it, though?
I don't recall. They all wear the same hat. So... but you know what? It's like, it was really, she was a brave person and she was wonderful and one of the greatest musicians, of all time in my book. And the song is, I love this song so damn much. Again, I guess the Lord must be in New York City. And here's what's important about this. She didn't write it. The person who wrote the song was Harry Nilsson, Harry Nilsson, and he did other songs as well during the 70s. He's a great. So go down those two rabbit holes, Sinead O'Connor, and I know a lot of people out there, our listeners know who Sinead O'Connor is. You know, they're a bit more seasoned, have a bit more, you know, rings around the tree than you do, Aiden.
Well, but, I mean, I knew about her more so after she passed.
Yeah.
So,
but Harry,
I learned more about
But Harry Nilsson, most people don't know about. They just don't, unless they're, you know, 50 or older, like, you know, my older brother is. You know, I'm not there yet, but one day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's the song. I guess the Lord must be in New York City by Sinead O'Connor.
Ain't that the truth? Well, it was a great episode. We will see you next week.
Great fun.
And we will see you, well, I've said it. We will see you next week and always keep things positive and always good.
Yeah, exactly. Have a great week, everyone.
I say goodbye to all my sorrows, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. I'm so tired of getting nowhere, saying my prayers, going on. In New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking on your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time, I'll be free in New York City.
This is a Stew Agency production. Recorded and edited by Aiden Big Deal O'Neill.